For as long as people have had the sniffles, they've had home remedies. And for people with roots in Eastern Europe, one of those remedies is Guggle Muggle. Dina Prichep reports it's the stuff of childhood memories, both good and bad.
It's hard to pinpoint the first appearance of Guggle Muggle.
It seems to be one of those things, like chicken soup, it's always been there.
Eve Jochnowitz is a Yiddish teacher who researches the history of Jewish food.
They begin with grinding up the sugar or some honey, mixing it with the egg yolks, and then beating in hot milk.
There are slightly different versions of this recipe. Sometimes a shot of brandy or slivovitz was thrown in, occasionally some chocolate. And Jochnowitz says it was found across Europe.
From Czechoslovakia in the west as far as the borders of the Russian Empire in the east, I would say.
And with immigration, Guggle Muggle made its way into America. The late New York City mayor, Ed Koch, gave out his version at a press conference in 1987.
My suggestion is a minimum, if you really want to get cracking on the cold, a minimum of 3 Guggle Muggles a day.
In a recent interview on WHYY's Fresh Air, singer Barbara Streisand recalled her mother recommending it after her first real gig.
The first thing she said, I remember, was your voice needs eggs. You have to use a Guggle Muggle because your voice needs to be stronger.
Now, some people have sweet memories of parents and grandparents bringing a Guggle Muggle to their sickbed. But a lot of people dreaded it, especially when the egg was raw, like in the Guggle Muggle Barbara Streisand's mother made.
Which I could never swallow. Ugh.
This concoction has become more of a memory, likely due to the rise of over-the-counter medicines and lowering tolerance for giving raw eggs and alcohol to children. According to Michał Korkoż, a food writer in Poland, you can still find Guggle Muggle in Eastern Europe, but as a dessert. And even then, it's seen as a relic of the past.
During the communist times, where there was no sweet treats in the stores, my mother, she'll make the Guggle Muggle at home.
The Polish version is more like an egg foam, a cloud of just whipped eggs and sugar, like the beginning of a sponge cake.
It's so fluffy, it's so creamy, it has its richness.
But Korkoż says sometimes, when someone was sick, his grandmother would pour in a little hot milk, turning this dessert into a remedy.
Sweet treat, but somehow milk makes it a medicine, right?
Which raises the question, does Guggle Muggle actually do anything medicinally? Dr. Diane Pappas is a pediatrician at the University of Virginia who researches cough management in kids. She says, meh.
We don't have any really good evidence that honey does a whole lot for cough. There's a few studies that say it might help a little bit. They're not great quality, but it's really all we have.
Papa says if you want a Guggle Muggle, go for it. Calories and warm fluids always help. And as long as the egg is fully cooked and you're not giving honey to infants, it's fine.
I don't know that there are downsides unless you put the alcohol in it. Don't know that there's a huge upside either.
Papa says while she can't ethically prescribe placebos, that effect can play a role in all sorts of things people take hoping to feel better. And Polish food writer Michał Korkoż says there's also the comfort of tradition.
I always compare dishes from our childhood as like a warm blanket. They're like so cozy and they are so delicious. They remind you when you were the happiest in your life.
Which may be the perfect thing when you're feeling crummy. For NPR News, I'm Dina Prichep.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and put